Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We left off at the very end of daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Zchus Rufo Shalema for Mary Yosef Ben Yita, by his children and grandchildren. It's also sponsored by Drs. Avi and Ellen Freilich in memory of Ellen's father, Mr. Leon Weinstein, Yehuda Leib Ben Rav Yisrael Yitzchak Alav Shalom, whose yard site is tomorrow, this Shabbos. It's also sponsored by the Dvir Konigsberg Burger and Chovev families, as a zchus for Rufo Shlema for Eliezer Daniel Ben Simalea Konigsberg, and it's also sponsored by Jeremy Lustman in honor of his uncle Mendy Weissman, who's celebrating his 80th birthday this weekend. Shabizocha L'chayim Aruchim. So we thank him very much for the. We thank all of these sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding at the very end of Kuflam Beis on Beis. I believe we got up to the last few words on the page at Vahadur Rava Rav Safa. Someone please correct me if I'm wrong about that. I think we got all the way down there, and then so the Gemara is going to finish up the discussion about whether you can learn the fact that Mila is Docha Tzaras from a Kal V'Chomer, and then we're going to get into the sugya of Davar She'inu Meskaven and Psik Reshe, that even though Davar She'inu Meskaven, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Mutter, this is the primary sugya in Shas where we learn that a Psik Reshe is an exception. And then the Gemara is going to get into the notion that that Mila Shalob Ezmana is not Docha Yom Tov, and the Gemara is going to have four different sources for the idea that Mila Shalob Ezmana is not going to be Docha Yom Tov. And then the Mishnah on the very bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about different Sarche Mila that may be done on Shabbos and which Sarche Mila cannot be done on Shabbos. And that's going to lead the Gemara directly into the conversation about Tzitzin HaMa'akvin HaSamila and Tzitzin She'en HaMa'akvin HaSamila. And then the Gemara is going to discuss who gets kares if a Moel does an incomplete Mila on Shabbos, meaning it turns out that it was Chilul Shabbos because he doesn't complete the Mila. Does the Moel get Kares? Does somebody else get Kares? And if we have time, we'll see at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss Mitzitza. So the requirement of Mitzitza as part of a Mila. So let's begin the very last few words on the page on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. So says Gemara, Vahadu Rava V'Rav Safra, this machlokas between Rava and Rav Safra, whether we can learn that Mila's Docha Tzaras based on the Kal V'Chomer, like Rava says, or no, you need a Pasuk, like Rav Safra had said, really Tanoihi, it's already a Machlokas, Tanoi Ditanya, because we have a Braisa that tells us as follows, that the Pasuk says by Mila Bisar, right? The Pasuk is Yimo Bisar Arloso. So we learn from the extra word Bisar, V'Yafal Pishiyeshon Baheres, Yimo, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia holds, even if there's a Baheres over there, there's Tzaras over there, do the Mila anyway. So according to him, you cannot learn that Mila Bizman is Docha Tzaras based on the Kal V'Chomer, that if it's Docha Shabbos, which is more Chomer than Kolshkein, it's Docha Tzaras, which is more Kal, and you need a Pasuk for that, like Rav Safra said. But Rav Yonasan Omer, Eino Tzorach, I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that Mila Bizmana is Docha Tzaras, because Shabbos Chamura Docha, Shabbos, which is more Chamur, Mila Bizmana is Docha It, Tzaras, Lo Kolshkein, so Tzaras, which is more Kal, of course Mila is going to be Docha Tzaras, like Rava had said previously. So according to him, the word Bisar is extra, and it comes to tell me that Mila of someone who's not an 8-day old and is not yet a Gadol, a Beinoni, is also going to be Docha Tzara'ah. So that ends off the discussion from yesterday. So now we begin the discussion of Davar She'inu Meskaven and Psik Reshe. So Amar Mar, we had mentioned in this Braisa, Bisar, Afal Pi Shiyeshon Baheres, Yimol Div Rabbi Yoshia, that from the word Bisar, we learn that even if there's a Baheres, you do the Mila, according to Rabbi Yoshia, but Halam Likra, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that? Davar She'inu Meskaven Hu. Yes, there's an issur to cut off a Baheres. You're not allowed to cut off Tzaras. But it's a Davar She'inu Meskaven. Clearly, your intention over here is to do the Mila, not to cut off the Tzaras. But Davar She'inu Meskaven Mutter. And the halach is that a Davar She'inu Meskaven is Mutter. So says the Gemara, two possible answers. Amra Baye, Lo Nitzrucha Ella, Le Rabbi Yehuda, Davar She'inu Meskaven Asir. Not everybody agrees that a Davar She'inu Meskaven is Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Davar She'inu Meskaven is Asir. Say, no, Chinami, you don't need the pasuk according to Rabbi Shimon. That a Davar She'inu Meskaven is Mutter, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a Davar She'inu Meskaven is Aser, I need a pasuk that tells me that even when I'm having Kavanah for the Mila, I'm allowed to cut off the Tzara'as. Das. Rava Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi Shimon. It's even, the pasuk is even needed according to Rabbi Shimon. I Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's Mutter over here? Moder Rabbi Shimon B'Psikreishe V'lo Yamus. Even Rabbi Shimon's going to agree that if it's a P'Psikreishe, that if it's definitely going to happen, that when I do the Mila, I'm going to be violating the Yisr of cutting off the Tzeras. So if it's definitely going to happen, that should be Usr. And nevertheless, that's why I have the pasuk of Bisar to tell me that in this case it's mutter. Frakta Gemara va'abaye lesle ha'svara va'abaye v'rav adam ritzar v'ayim mutter Rabbi Shimon p'sikresh v'lo yamos. Why did Abaye give a different answer? Doesn't Abaye also agree that if it's a p'sikresh everyone's going to hold that it's aser? So says the Gemara, eventually Abaye agreed that p'sikresh is going to be aser, but it took him a while to get there. Basar d'shame me'rava savra. Eventually he bought into that opinion, and we're going to see soon in the sugya it's very clear that it took Abaye a while to come around. That initially Abaye was not willing to just agree that a psikresh is automatically usher. So when Abaye gave the answer that the pasuk is only needed lefi shitas Rabbi Yehuda and is not needed lefi shitas Rabbi Shimon, that was before he bought into this idea that a psik resh is always going to be aser. Aha. Some have this conversation between Abaye and Rava in a different context, that the pasuk says he shamar benega atras l'shmor ma'od v'la'asos, so we darshin la'asos osa atabasiv shal gabe raglo. If a person, let's say, has a nega on his foot, he doesn't have to be careful about his footwear and the kind of things he straps around his foot, lest it cut off the nega, or lest it rub out the nega, and it's an isser to cut off a nega. Or b'mot shal gabe ksefo, if he has a nega on his shoulder, he doesn't have to not wear backpacks on his shoulder if he normally wears backpacks on his shoulder, because it might rub out the nega or might cut off the nega. If the nega comes off by him doing regular, daily, normal activities, that's perfectly fine. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that? After all, it's a davar shein miskavin. Of course, it's perfectly fine. The davar shein miskavin mutter. So that's where Abaye said, Rabbi Lenitzcha, El Rabbi Yehuda, davar shein miskavin aser, that you're right. According to Rabbi Shimon, that a davar shein miskavin is mutter, then obviously there's no problem putting on a backpack or putting on sandals that may cut off a baheres, because it's davar shein miskavin. The whole need for a pasuk is within shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that a davar shein miskavin is aser. V'Rava Amar Afilu Teimer Rabbi Shimon, Mother Rabbi Shimon Psikreshe V'lo Yamus, that the chiddush of the pasuk, that we need the pasuk even within shitas Rabbi Shimon, because in a situation of Psikreshe, even Rabbi Shimon is going to say that it's aser. V'Abaye Lesle Ha'Svara. So on this, the Gemara asks, does Abaye not hold of this idea of Psikreshe? V'Abaye V'Rabbi Dami Tarvaye Mother Rabbi Shimon Psikreshe V'lo Yamus. Didn't Abaye say that even Rabbi Shimon is mother by Psikreshe that it's going to be aser? And the Gemara Lebaser D'Shame Me'Rava Savra. Yeah, eventually, after he heard it from Rava, he then eventually came around and decided that Psik Reshe is going to be Aser. So, Frakta Gemara, Va'abaye Alibad Rabbi Shimon, Hai Bisar Mai Avadle. So interesting. The Gemara is asking within Shitas Abaye, after we've already said Abaye changed his mind. We're saying that Abaye's original Shita, according to what Abaye originally thought, that Psik Reshe is going to be Mutter Alibad Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara asks, according to what Abaye thought originally, that a davar shein miskavin is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, even bipsik reshe, and therefore you're allowed to do a mila in a place that has tzaras because it's davar shein miskavin, and you don't need a pasuk to tell me that. So then, what do you do with besar? What do you do with the pasuk that was used to tell me that you're allowed to do a mila b'makom tzaras? So why are we asking within a shita of Abaye that doesn't exist? So again, the impression that you get was that this shita existed for a long time, and that there were a lot of discussions back and forth about the shita, that it took Abaye a while until he came to this conclusion. What you also get is, we've pointed out in the past, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in the Ruach Chaim, Pirkei Avos, V'alo lo yibol, Chazal tell us in Masechta Sukkah that afilu sichas chulin shel tamidei chachamim tzrichin limud. That's what we learned from V'alo lo yibol, that even the leaves of the tree shall not wither. So that's sichas chulin chulin shel tamid chachamim. Rav Chaim Vilezhner says very often you have tamid chachamim, they don't speak sichas chulin. Tamid chachamim only talk in learning. So what kind of sichas chulin shel tamid chachamim? He says sichas chulin shel tamid chachamim means they're hava amina. That even if they have a hava amina in learning, that you have to be able to understand what the mindset was in the hava amina. That also is trichin limud. Rav Shachty tells that Rav Salvechik sometimes would come into shir, he'd say a whole mahalich for like 3 hours, and then he'd come back the next day and say everything I told you yesterday was wrong, and he would redo the whole sugya. So 3 hours of bittul Torah, 3 hours where the boys gave nothing. No, of course not. Of course it was limud. The sichas chulin also requires limud to see how a talmid chacham thinks through a sugya and builds up. So the Gemara is asking also according to Abaye. Abayi's original shita. So what do you do with the actual word besar? So Rav Amram. So Rav Amram explains. But Omer lekotz baharto miskaven. It's talking about an orel who's a gadol who tells the moel that he should give him a mila and cut the baharis because I want to become tahor. So that's mutar, even though he's having kavana to be kotzei to the baharis. Says Martenach gadol. That works if you're talking about a gadol, an orel gadol. But katan ma'ikel meimer. If the baby's 8 days old, so what are you going to learn from the pasuk? Katan is 8 days old, doesn't know how to have kavana to cut off the baharis. He's not, they didn't let him in on the secret of what's going to happen that day. He's not having kavana to do anything. So Amrav Misharshia ba Omer Avia Ben lakots baharis to bno who comes kavin. So it's not the child, it's the Avia Ben. The Avia Ben tells the moel, ah, do this mila because there's a baharis there. I would like you to cut off the baharis. So the pasuk is telling me that even that's mutter. V'ika acher, if there's another person that's able to do the mila and he doesn't care about the tara of the baby, so the avracher, let someone else do the mila, and at the time of the mila, let the father go somewhere else, and that way it won't be a violation of the law. So if that's the case, you can't say that the pasuk is talking about such a circumstance, and we're back to the original kasha. What do you need the pasuk of besar for? Because after all, damar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish kol makom shatamotzi asev alos asay. Whenever you have a conflict between an asay and a los asay, imat yachal lekayim shnei mutav. If you could do both of them, that's wonderful. V'imlav yavol asay v'yitchal los asay. But if you can't fulfill both of them, only then do we say that an asay is dochal los asay. But over here, lechori, you could be mekayim shneiim. If someone else does the mila, who doesn't care about the ketzitzas abeheres, and memela it's a davar shena meskavein for that person, so it's totally mutter. It's not a conflict at all. Just get the father out of the room. So says Mar Deleka Acher. We're talking about that the only one who knows how to do the mila is the father. So in such a circumstance, I need a pasuk to tell me that you're still allowed to do the mila within the hava amina of Abaye's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. That whole discussion is all within the hava amina. So it's so fascinating. For years and years, apparently, Abaye would not agree that there's such a concept called psik reshe, a davar shena meskavein is mutter across the board. Now, why? Why did he think that there's no concept called psik reshe? So it's very mistaver. If it's a davar shena meskavein, it means that there's a chisaron melachas machshavas, that the person is not having a purposeful intent to do the malacha, and by Shabbos there's a principle of melachas machshavas. So meila, it's going to be mutter. So what made Abaye change his mind? Why taka is it true that psik reshe is asir? So that even Rabbi Shimon is mutter. Psik Reshe is asir. So there's a famous piece in Rav Elchanan, Kovitz Shurim, in Maseches Ksuvos. When I was in yeshiva in YU, they used to always tell us that this piece was written by one of the YU Rashi Yeshiva. Rabbi Drillman, Zichrono Livracha, was a Talmud of Rav Elchanan, so he helped write up the Kovitz Shurim. So this piece, it was Yadua, this was one of Rabbi Drillman's pieces. So it's a very famous piece in Rav Elchanan, where Rav Elchanan in Maseches Ksuvos and Kovitz Shurim discusses why it is that psik reshe is going to be asur. Rav Elchanan has two possibilities of why it is that psik reshe is asur. Either when you have a psik reshe, you cannot say that you're not having kavana for the malacha, that you're not having kavana for the resulting malacha. When it's a davar shein meskavein, you're doing one thing and the malacha may or may not happen. So you can say, look, I'm not even thinking about that, I'm only thinking about what I'm doing. But when it's automatic that it's going to happen, you can't say you're not having kavana. Of course you're having kavana, because you know that this is an automatic result of what you're going to have. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, it's not a din in your kavana, in your psychology, that you must be thinking about it. No, it's that normally the maisa and the result of the maisa can be separated from each other. I'm dragging a bench. I'm not digging a hole, I'm dragging a bench. Okay, the fact that a hole may get dug by me dragging a bench, okay, that's a possibility of what might happen. But that's not what I'm doing. I'm doing a maisa of dragging a bench. But when there's a psik reshe, there's a connection between the maisa and the na'ase, that the maisa that you're doing and that which results from it are all one act. They're inseparable. And as a result of that, you're going to say that it's going to be asr psik reshe. L'may nafkamina, there's a machlokas between Tosos and the Aruch, the Mesachas Ksuvos. What about a psik reshe delo nichalei? What if you have a resulting malacha that you dafka don't want, that it's not in your best interest? You're willing to do this action, but the resulting malacha is something that you don't want to happen. So if you say that it's all one act and you can't separate them like the second side of the chakira, then it's still going to be usher. I don't care whether I want it or not. I'm doing it. Like, I can't be turning on a light all day on Shabbos saying, I don't want light, I don't want light. But no, you're doing it. You're turning on a light. There's no don't want. But if you say that it's all about the umdana, that a person has to be having kavana for this because he knows that it's going to happen, well, if he doesn't want it and he needs to do this action for some other reason, but he doesn't want the result, then you can't call that he's having kavana. And then a psik reshe delo nichalei would be mutter. That's the machlokas between Tosos and the Aruch, that the Aruch holds a psik reshe delo nichalei is mutter, and the Balei Tosos hold that a psik reshe delo nichalei is going, that even a Sekreshe delo nichalei is going to be asir. So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. This also might explain, I don't know if we're going to have time to get into it deeply, but this also might explain the principle called suffix sekreshe. That what if something is a sekreshe if the conditions are a certain way, but you're not sure whether the conditions are a certain way. For example, you close a box, so you don't know what's in the box. If there's a fly in that box, you just did the malacha of tzeda. You just trapped psik reshe. Like, closing the box is for sure going to trap it. You just don't know if there's a fly in the box. So that's not a davar sheina miskaven, because or may not be a davar sheina miskaven, because if there's a fly there, it's a psik reshe. You just don't have knowledge of the current metzius to know whether your action is a psik reshe or not. So that's a major machlokas between Rabbi Kiv Eger and Hilchos Basa Bechalav and Simon Pei Zayin and Yaradeya and the Taz in Aruch Chaim and Simon Shin Taz Zayin, whether Suffolk Psik Reshe is considered a Davar Sheinu Miskaven and it's Mutter, or whether we say Suffolk Psik Reshe is going to be Asur. That might also depend on that. Rav Elchanan doesn't make this connection, but that might also depend on that chakira of Rav Elchanan. If you say that it's all about the kavana sa'adam, that the person is having kavana by a situation of psik reshe, but if he doesn't know that it's going to happen, it could be that he's not having kavana, even though the metzius might be that it's psik reshe, but he doesn't know that. So you can't say that he's having kavana. Whereas if you say that it's not about his kavana, it's about the action itself, that the action automatically involves the na'a, it automatically involves the result as part of the action, and it doesn't matter what he knows or doesn't know. If it's a psik reshe, it's psik reshe, and it's going to be asur. So that's the analysis, the classic raid on the inyan of psik reshe. So says Gemara Amar Mar. We had previously said in the Braisa, Yom Tov eino docha ela bizmana bilvad, that Mila is not docha Yom Tov unless it's a Mila bizmana. Mila shlo bizmana may not be done on Yom Tov. So says Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know that? So Amar Chis, Chizkiya himself said, and it came out of the Beis Medrash of Debei Chizkiya. We're going to have four answers to this. How I know that Mila Shalob is mana cannot be done in Yantav. So answer number one, Omer Krah, the Pasuk says, when it comes to eating the Karban Pesach, Lo Sosiru Mimenu Ad Boker, that you're not allowed to leave over from the Basar of the Karban Pesach for the morning of the first day of Pesach. Shein Tamal Omer, I don't need the Pasuk to then say Ad Boker, that Vanosu Mimenu Ad Boker Be'ish Tisrofu. It could have just said Vanosu Mimenu Be'ish Tisrofu. Why does it have to say Vanosim Menu Ad Boker Be'ish Tisrofu? So Matam Lomar Ad Boker. Why does it have that phrase Ad Boker? Because of Litin Lo Boker Sheini L'Sreifa. So the words Ad Boker are telling me about the burning of the Korban Pesach to say you're not allowed to leave the Korban Pesach over even until the first morning of Pesach, and whatever is left over to the first morning of Pesach, since it's Yontif, you cannot burn it then. You have to wait until Boker Sheini, until the second morning of Pesach, which in Eretz Yisrael is is chalamoed, is not yantif anymore, and only then do you burn it. So just like carbon pesach, where the zman of the carbon is on a weekday, meaning it's on erev yantif, that's when you do the carbon, and therefore the nosar of that carbon cannot be burnt on yantif. It's not doche yantif. The shreifa of the nosar is not doche yantif. So to amila bezmana, amila shelo bezmana, where the real zman was on a weekday, the eighth day was really on a weekday, and you didn't do the mila bezmana. Now you want to do the mila on yom tov? No, the mila is not going to be doche yom tov. That's the equation. That is answer number one. Abaye Yomar, answer number two. Amar kra ola shabbat b'shabbat ola shabbas b'shabbato. Pasuk says that the evarim of an ola satamid of Shabbos are brought on Shabbos. Velo olas chol b'shabbos, but the evarim of an olas tamid that's brought on a weekday cannot be brought on the mizbeach on Shabbos. Velo olas chol b'yom tov. Nor can you take the evarim of an ola of a carbon tamid that's a weekday carbon tamid and bring it on the mizbeach on yom tov. So same is therefore true by a mila that was a real zman was on a weekday, that it's not going to be doche yom tov, just like a carbon tamid from a weekday is not going to be doche yom tov. And then a third possibility. Rava Amar Amar Kra Hu Levado Yeyaseh Lechem, that the pasuk, the phrase Hu Levado in the pasuk seems extra. It could have just said Asher Yeyachel Lechol Nefesh Yeyaseh Lechem. You want to tell me Ochel Nefesh Mutter? Tell me Ochel Nefesh Mutter. Say that which is Ochel Nefesh. You could do. Why does it have to say Hu Levado? Only Ochel Nefesh. If you're giving a list and you identify what's Mutter, you don't have to say and only that. Of course it's and only that. That's why you told me those things. So it must be that there's a limit over here. Hu v'lo machshirin, that dafka ochel nefesh you could do on yantif, but not machshirei ochel nefesh, like to make a knife to or an oven or anything like that. That you're not allowed to do. That's only machshirei ochel nefesh. And then levado teaches me that dafka ochel nefesh doche yantif v'lo mila shelo bezmana, but mila shelo bezmana is not going to be doche yantif. So I need a pasuk to be memait mila shelo bezmana, because without the pasuk ta'asya mekal v'chomer, I would have thought that mila would be doche yantif based on the kal v'chomer from Tzara'as, because if Tzara'as is Docha de Avoda and Mila Shelo Bezmana is Docha Tzara'as, like we already said, that was yesterday's Daf, so Yom Tov, which is Nidcha Mipnei Avoda, all the more so that Mila Shelo Bezmana should be Docha Yom Tov. So I need a Pasuk to tell me not so. I need a Pasuk to tell me that Mila Shelo Bezmana is not Docha Yom Tov. And then fourth and finally, another opinion. Rav Ashi Amar, fourth and final opinion. How do I know Mila Shelo Bezmana may not be done on Yom Tov? Pasuk, when it talks about Yom Tov, says Shabboson. So Asehu, that's a mitzvah asay of observing Yom Tov. Vavle Yom Tov asay, vilos asay. And therefore it turns out that Yom Tov is both a mitzvah asay and the mitzvah lo sasei. Ve'in asei docha es lo sasei vasei. And the mitzvah sasei of mila shelo bezmana is not going to have the capacity to be docha both the lo sasei and asei of yom tov. But at mila bezmana we have a special pasuk of bayom to tell me that it is docha. But at mila shelo bezmana it's just the rules. It's the basic rules. Once you fully appreciate what yom tov is, that yom tov is both an asei and a lo sasei, so then you understand that by basic function of the rules, an asei is not docha. Alos hasei vasei. I think there's a chakira minchas chinuch why it is that an asei is not doche alos hasei vasei. Do we say that the way it works is that the los hasei vasei, I mean, by virtue of the fact that there's a law that an asei associated with it, it's a reflection of the chomer iser, that if there's an asei and the los hasei about yom tov, so it must be that yom tov is a very serious thing, and therefore it's not nitan lidchos, it's not able to be pushed away by a mitzvah hasei? Or do you say, no, there is a rule of asei doche alos hasei. And that rule is operative over here. So Mila is Docha the Los Asei of Yom Tov. But guess what? There's still an Asei left, right? You still have an Asei of Yom Tov that you haven't taken care of, that you haven't pushed out of the way. If you do the equation, so you've cancelled out, the Asei has cancelled out the Los Asei, but you're still left with an Asei on the other side of the equation. And that's why it doesn't work. So I think that's a Chakira of the Minchas Chinuch somewhere. And Nafkamina would be, do you get Malkus if you do it? What if you do a Mila Shelo Bezmana on Yom Tov? So did you violate the los asay? If you say like the first tzad that yom tov is just, it's so severe because of the asay and los asay, and therefore an asay of mila is not going to touch it, and yom tov is going to be is just going to overpower any mila, so yom tov is a los asay. If you did that mila, you violated a los asay. But if you say the mechanics are that the asay of mila is actually doche the los asay of yom tov, and the reason it's also to do is only because you have an asay of yom tov left, then you're not going to get malchus if you do the mila, because you didn't violate the los aseh. The los aseh was actually cancelled out. It's only the aseh that that you violated. So that's how they say the nafkamina. Okay, klalam Rabbi Akiva. Going back to an earlier discussion, Rabbi Akiva gave a klal that any malacha that you could do from Erev Shabbos is not allowed to be docha Shabbos. So the machshire mila, Rabbi Akiva said, unlike Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva said machshire mila are not docha Shabbos. Amrim d'amrav halacha. Rabbi Akiva, we spent all this time discussing Rabbi Eliezer's shita, the name of the parak, Rabbi Eliezer d'mila, but nevertheless, we don't pass in that way. We pass in like Rabbi Akiva, utnan nami, and we have a Mishnah in Pesachim that tells us, kabe Pesach ki agavna, that a similar Indian when it comes to carbon Pesach. Klalam Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to Pesach, carbon Pesach, kol malacha shershal alasos me erev yom tov. Any malacha that the carbon Pesach needs when the carbon Pesach is going to be brought on Shabbos that you could have done on erev Shabbos, like bringing the carbon from outside the tchum, cutting off any abelas, any sort of mum that appears on the carbon Pesach, ein adoches haShabbos. You're not allowed to do such things on Shabbos. Shchita sheyesh alasos me erev Shabbos doches haShabbos. Shchita when erev Pesach is chal b'Shabbos, the shchita cannot be done earlier because this man is that Shabbos, so then it's not going to be Docha the Shabbos. Vamri Dom Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Dom Rav tells us that the Halacha is in fact like Rabbi Akiva. Utzricha, so why do I need Rabbi Yudah to tell me that the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, both in the context of Machshire Mila and in the context of Machshire Korban Pesach on Shabbos? It's the same Inyan, that if you have a mitzvah that's Docha Shabbos, so only that mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, not the Machshirim of the mitzvah. So why does he have to tell me both by Korban Pesach and by Mila? Says Mara, he needs both. The Iyash Mi'inan Gabi Mila, if he only were to tell me that Machshirim Mila are not Docha Shabbos, I would say, Hasam with Machshirim Nafshalas Me'atma Lo Docha Shabbos, the lack of Kares, because the Katan is not a Baron Shim, and his father is not going to be Chayev Kares if he doesn't the baby, so there's no real Isser Kares, which is ironic, because Mila is one of only two mitzvahs asay that actually carries within an Onesh Kares, but not yet, not at the eighth day. At the eighth day, the baby's not going to be Chayiv Kares yet, and the father is not going to be Chayiv Kares at that point. The fact that the Pasuk says, by Mila v'arul zachra sholimol espsar laso v'nichusa nefshu me'ameha espresi efer, that's talking about someone who was not nimol b'kat nuso, and then when he grew up, he doesn't want to do the Mila on himself. But the father is not going to get the kares. Aval Pesach dika kares. But failure to bring a korban Pesach, that's the other example of a mitzvah saseh that has kares. Say ima lidchu Shabbos. I might think that even the machshire korban Pesach should be docha Shabbos, so that you can avoid kares. V'yashmin and gabe Pesach. And if it only would have told me that machshire Pesach are not docha Shabbos, I would say mishum delanich sada sholosh esir bisos, that Pesach is less severe than mila because we don't have the word bris that appears 13 times in the parsha of Korban Pesach the way we do in the parsha of Korban Mila. Aval Mila dinuchso la sholosh esrei bisos. But by Mila, where in the parsha of Avraham Avinu it lists the word bris 13 times in the Torah, eimel lidchu Shabbos, I might think even the makshirim are docha Shabbos. Tzricha, that's why I need both of these things to tell me. No, but in both contexts, to tell me that we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. Good, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Now we're going to discuss which elements of Mila are Docha Shabbos and which ones are not Docha Shabbos. Osim called Tzarchei Mila b'Shabbos. You could do all Tzarchei Mila itself, the Tzarchei Mila itself, on Shabbos. We already learned that, of course, back on Daf Kuf Chav Ches, but the Ikra Halacha in this parak that you're Osim b'Mila itself is from there, and over there the Mila is talking about, the Mishnah is talking about doing Tzarchei Tinok that you're Mechal Shabbos for. So out of that, we mentioned Mila as well, Tosfos points out. But over here, now with this is where we really get into the details of Mila. Over there is about all Tzarchei Tinok, so Mila is one of the Tzrachim. But now we're going to get into Mila itself. So you're allowed to do all Tzarchei Mila on Shabbos. Moalim, you could do what's called the Mila, cutting the Arla. Uporim, you could tear the Or that's underneath the Arla to be Megala, the top of the Gid. Umot, and you can motzitzin, you could suck out the dam of the mila, which will at the very end of the daf the Gemara is going to discuss today. V'nosnala is plonis v'chamon, you could put the bandages on it and the powder that they put on it to help it heal, to stop the blood from to stop the bleeding. And im lo shachak me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't grind the chamon on erev Shabbos, so then lois b'shina v'nosin, you could chew it up with your teeth and do it that way. So that way you're grinding it in a derech achilu kind of way, or with a shinui. Im lo taraf yayin v'shemim erev Shabbos. If you didn't mix wine and oil on erev Shabbos in order to put the mixture of the two on the makkah to help it heal, yinasin zeba atzmo v'zeba atzmo. You could put wine separately and oil separately. Ve'einosin lachaluk. And also, you don't make a chaluk, which is a type of bandage that they would put over the gid up until the atara in order to make sure that it doesn't regrow, that the arla doesn't come back over lechatchila. You're not allowed to do that lechatchila, but avol karechal esmartut, you could take a smooth rag and wrap it around. The imlo hiskin me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't prepare a smartut on erev Shabbos and it's somewhere else, you're allowed to bring it in, you're allowed to carry it as long as karechal etzbo mevio vil mechatzra cheres. You're allowed to wrap it around your finger and bring it that way, even from another chatzah that doesn't have an eruv with the chatzah that the tinok is currently in. In the Miuchasim L'ran, he says in the name of Rabbi Yehonasan that this is all before the Mila. So that's why you can't just carry it derech rishuyos to Rabbanan and just carry it and wrap it around your finger. Once the Mila is done, the baby's chodesh yesh basakana, then you could even bring it straight through Rishus HaRabim. But if you want to get everything lined up before the Mila, so the baby's not yet a chodesh yesh basakana, so then you got to be karech al atzba'o. And the reason for this hetter is because you're being motzi b'shinoi and derech malbush. So the Rashash just points out that you know, shinoi and derech malbush are usually a stira to each other. So it's unusual. That meaning, derech malbush means a normal way to wear it. If you're wearing it with a shinoi, that means that it's not derech malbush usually. So the Rashash leaves that as a tzorachi, and why all of a sudden we're willing to call something that's being worn with a shinoi as a derech malbush. But there is a machlokas rishonim, meaning one thing we know from here, that once the baby's cholesh yesh basakana, everything's motzer mishum pikuach nefesh. Even the eitzah that he could be loes, that he could chew up the medicine that's going to help the baby, that's only before the meal is done. Once the meal is done and the baby's a cholesh yesh basakana, anything goes. He could grind it, he could do whatever he wants in order to save the cholesh yesh basakana. There is a machlokas rishonim about a tinok that does not yet have a mila, and you know that there's no chamon in the house, there's none of that ointment or whatever, that powder in the house, and there's no one that could chew it up with their teeth. There's no one that has strong enough teeth. Do you do the mila or do you not do the mila? Meaning, if you know that you're going to have to do a malacha, once you do the mila, are you allowed to go ahead and do the mila? Or do you say, you know what, this mila is going to have to wait because I don't want to violate a malacha d'oraisa on Shabbos? So the Ramban and many other Rishonim hold, but the Ramban Berosham holds that you have to do the mila even though you know it's going to lead to chil Shabbos. Ein la mitzvah ela shaita. That you have to look at the mitzvah you have in front of you right now, do that mitzvah, and don't worry about what's going to be. And then when it comes time to that it's a baby, it's a chol sheish basakan, you got to be mechal Shabbos, then you'll be mechal Shabbos, and it'll be a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos at that point, because it's makom pikuach nefesh. That's Shitas Ramban. The Balamaor and the Rashba disagree. It's most famously known as the Shitas of Balamaor. The Balamaor disagrees, and he holds that if you know me'ikara, that you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos on a daraisa level, so you cannot do that which is going to be mevi lidekach, that which is going to lead you to Chil Shabbos. Interestingly, the Mishnah Brura points out that Rov Poskim assume, like the Balamaor, that Rov Poskim assume that if you know what you have to think about the future, you're not allowed to just act in the here and now, act in the present. So this is something that comes up in all different sorts of places. This idea of whether you have to look toward the future and think about what will be, or Ein Lo Ela Shaita. There's a famous machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi about fasting on Yom Kippur, about fasting on some Gedalia. If a person knows that fasting on some Gedalia is going to weaken him to the point that he's not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is definitely more important than some Gedalia. But do you have to think about that? Or do you say, I don't know what's going to happen on Yom Kippur. I know right now it's a fast day. So I'll fast right now. I have the strength to fast right now. And I have to eat on Yom Kippur. But that will be the mitzvah then, because that's going to be, it'll be Pekuach Nefesh. Or do you have to think ahead? So they're told in this Machlokas, there's a Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, not the Kadmon, discusses someone's middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Chanukah and Purim. he's about to start Al Anisim, and the Shliach Tzibur is about to start Chazar Sashatz, and he knows that if he says Al Anisim, he's not going to make it to Kedusha. So should he skip Al Anisim? It's only Drabbanan, and that way he'll be able to say Dvarim Shabekdusha. Or do you say, no, that if that happens, I'm still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, then I'm not going to have to say Kedusha. But right now, I have a din that I'm supposed to say Al Anisim. So they're told of that in the same Machlokas, Balama Oren Ramban. Okay, we got to see some Gemara in here. Says Gemara, Michti, Katani Kulu, Kaltzer Chemil Lasi. We already said the Mishnah already details all the things you're allowed to do on Shabbos. What are we adding when we say Kol Tzarich Hamila? So Lasuya Hadutan Rabban is coming to include the following: Hamal calls Manshu Osik B'Mila. So long as you're still involved in the Mila, Chozer Ben Al Tzitz Makvenas Mila Ben Al Tzitz Shein Makvenas Mila. You can go back and cut off any other extra pieces of skin, whether it's going to be Ma'akev the Mila or whether it's not critical to a Kasher Mila. You're allowed to still do that. And the way Rashi understands that we're talking about on Shabbos, that even on Shabbos, you're allowed to, as long as you're still engaged in the Mila, you can cut off the tzitzin she'ein makvinas Mila. But Perash, once you've already finished the Mila and you separated from it, then al tzitzin makvinas Mila chozer. You could still cut off whatever's going to be necessary to cut off in order to have a kasher Mila. But al tzitzin she'ein makvinas Mila einu chozer. You cannot go back to cut off the tzitzin she'ein makvinas Mila. Like I said, Rashi and Sensi is all talking about Shabbos. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Tzmila thinks he's talking about a weekday, and he's saying that you don't have to go back for the Tzitzin Shein Makvin Asamila on a weekday, even though there's no Malach involved, there's no Isser involved, but there's no benefit either, because the whole idea is Hidur Mitzvah, and once the Mitzvah's over, there is no Hidur. So that's a famous Briskarav about Ner Chanukah. He explains this Machlokas, Rashi and Rambam, about whether there's Hidur separate from the Mitzvah, that once the Mitzvah's over, is there an Inyan of Hidur. So it says, Man Taina Peira Sheinu Chozer, who's the Tan of the Brisa that holds that once you removed yourself from the Mila, you don't go back to cut the Tzitzin Shein Makvinas Amila, because you've already completed the Mila, so now cutting it again, let's say like Rashi, is going to be a violation of Shabbos. So we're going to have three possibilities. I'm Rabbi Baruchan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, Brokhi. This aligns with the Shita, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, Brokhi. Titania, our boss, Rosh Chalios, Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Mavshas as Pesach, Adachaza. You only do enough skinning to get all of the Emurim that you need to get out. Div Rabbi Shlomo ben Osher b'Yochum Broka. That's Rabbi Shlomo ben Osher b'Yochum Broka. V'cham omrim afshitin es kulo. And the Cham say you skin it entirely. Rabbi Shmuel holds that as long as you only skin it enough to get whatever you need, and that completes that Maisa Havshata. And there's no heter to continue and be mafshit the rest of the Aron Shabbos, because that's a malacha that you could do on Motzai Shabbos. Same is true by Mila. As soon as you're Masalik Yado, Mila's over. You have no heter to go back and cut the tzitzin shein. Ma'akvin says, "Marimai, are you sure that perfectly aligns?" I've kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'Yochanan Baroka hasa mishum d'lo bein and zakei levan veil. Maybe that's by hafshata sa'ar, because skinning the animal is not a fulfillment of anything. It's not a fulfillment of hider mitzvah. Aval hacha, but by mitzvahs mila d'bein and zakei levan veil, where it's a fulfillment of hider mitzvah to be able to cut away the tzitzin shein ma'akvin asmila. So hachinami, maybe you should finish it even on Shabbos. Titania, because after all, the brayse tells us, Zekeli van Veu, what do we learn from there? Hisna, the fun of the mitzvos, that you should do mitzvos in a beautiful way. Asay, the fun of Sukkah, Velulav, Veshofer, Tzitzis, Sefer Torah, Uksov, Bolishmo, Bidyon, you should make nice Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah, and you should write the Sefer Torah Lishma, and you should write with nice ink, and Bakumusna, with a nice quill. This Fasemis points out, a nice quill, what does that have to do with anything? That doesn't make a nicer Sefer Torah. He says, no, even in the Maisa Mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, you should do it in a nice way. It's not that the Sefer Torah doesn't only mean to have a nice Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah, that's for Kriyas HaTorah, but there's a mitzvah Taryag is writing a Sefer Torah. So when you're doing that Maisa Mitzvah, you should do it in a beautiful way. But Lav Laruman, and have an expert scribe, V'korcho B'shirayin, and wrap it in nice cloth, Abishol Lomer, that no, V'anveu teaches us something else. Have a domelo, that you should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Chanav Rachum Avata, Hei Chanav Rachum. This is not the only place that the Gemara tells us to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Mahu Malbish Harumim Avata, but it's a different Inyan. Over there, it's about what Hashem does. So we should do the things that Hashem does. Over here, it's about what Hashem is. That the character traits that are used to describe Midos, that are used to describe Hashem, should be our Midos as well. So it says Gemara Elam Ravashi, a second possibility. Hamani Rabbi Yossi, we're following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Ditnan, the Mishnah tells us, Bein Shenir Balil, Bein Shalon Yir Balil, Mechalon Lovas Shabbos. Tanakama says, whether the moon is clearly visible or not, your mechal Shabbos to go be made. But Rabbi Yossi Yomer near Balil ain't mechalal of Shabbos. If you could see it very clearly, then you're not mechalal Shabbos for it. So even though there's a mitzvah to be made on seeing the new moon, but you're not mechal Shabbos when there's no need for it. So too by the mila, the mitzvah shein makfi, you're not going to be mechal Shabbos for. Mi mai dilmad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi Yosam fill the Shabbos lidchos aval hachad in the Shabbos lidchos hachinami. Maybe Rabbi Yossi only says that over there because you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos when the moon is so clear. But over here, you're already being mechal Shabbos and doing the mila. So elamin ardai, third possibility. Rabbanu de pligra leid Rabbi Yossi he. It's the Rabbanu who disagree with Rabbi Yossi in a different context. The tan arba kwanim nichnasin shnayim biyadam shnei sedarim, that before kwanim come to switch over the lechem upanim on the shulchan, two of them have the two rows of lechem upanim in their hands, shnayim biyadam shnei bezichin, and two of them have the two spoons full of levona, varba makdimin lefneim, four others come in before them, shnayim litol shnei sedarim, shnayim litol shnei bezichin, two to take off the two sedarim of lechem upanim from last week, and two to remove the shnei bezichin levona, hamachnisin omdin batzafon, those who are bringing the new ma'arachos of lechem upanim come in and they stand in the north, which is the more chashuva place, upneim ladarim, and they face the south, v'motziin, and those who are taking out last week's lechem upanim, omdin badarim upneim latzafon, stand in the south facing north. Elu moshchim ve'elu manichin, tivcho shalzeh b'tzad tivcho shalzeh. As the new lechem upanim is going on the shulchan, the old one's being taken off the shulchan. You never have an inch of the shulchan exposed. One pushes the other one out. Mishum shenemar lefanai tamid, because the pasuk says it should be tamid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu leilu noten veilu manichin, avzeh haya tamid. That even if you take it off and then you wait a few seconds and you put it back on, that's also called tamid. But what do you see from the chum? The second you're mesalik the shulchan for even a second, it's a violation of tamid. So over here also by the mila, the second you stop, then it's considered having stopped. Tanu Rabbanan, mahalketin asamila. You can cut off the rest of the arla on Shabbos. V'imlo hilket anush karis. And if you don't, it's a chayiv karis. So money, amrav kana uman. Who's chayiv karis? The mawal is chayiv karis. So masrav papa uman lemelu ana avdi palga the mitzvah atun avdi su palga the mitzvah. Why should he be chayiv karis? Let him say, I did my half of the mitzvah. You avia ben. You could finish up. Elam rav papa gadol. So a gadol is being mal himself. If he doesn't finish the job, he's chayiv karis. Masrav vashi. And the pasuk continues. V'nechres. Of course, a gadol is chayiv karis if he doesn't do the whole job. Elam Ravashi liolam uman. We're talking about a moel, and what's the case that he's chayiv karis for being mechal Shabbos by not doing a complete mila? Kigon to asa ben hashmashos to Shabbos. He comes when Shabbos is about to be over. Va'ami le lo maspakt, and they tell him, don't start the mila because you're not going to finish it. You're not going to get the mila done by the end of Shabbos. Va'ami lo maspik, and he says, nah, I'm an expert. I can do this so fast. I'll have plenty of time. Va'vid lo stop. And he doesn't, and he didn't finish by the time Shabbos is over. It turns out that he made a chabur, he made a wound unnecessarily, and therefore he's on ushkaris because he didn't get the mitzvah on Shabbos. Okay, so we didn't get to mitzitza today, but tomorrow, Daf Yomi will be in shul on Shabbos. There will not be a shir on Motzai Shabbos, but in shul on Shabbos, Hashem will pick up with mitzitza. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.